Firstly, in verse 1, Abraham's response to God is usually translated, "Here I am." The King James Version translates it as, "Behold, here I am." In fact, the King James Version translates this the best way because the Hebrew word used there means behold or see. The Strong's number is 2009. The modern way of pronouncing this Hebrew word is Hineni. Therefore, when God called Abraham's name, his response to God was an invitation to God to see me. Look at me, here I am. Abraham actually told God to examine him. And so God did, by asking him to offer Isaac up as a sacrifice to him. In this chapter, Abraham says Hineni 3 times. I've highlighted them in blue. The first time he says it to God. The second time is found in verse 7, where he says it to his son Isaac. The third time he says it to the messenger of God in verse 11. The second word associated with see is Moriah. Moriah means God sees, and it was the name of the land where the mountain was found in. We do not know exactly which mountain this was, but we know that it appears to be in the vicinity of Jerusalem. Most probably it is this exact same mountain that Jesus was crucified on later, but we don't know for sure. Moriah is made up of two Hebrew words, Strong's number 3050 and Strong's number 7200. 3050 is a name for God, Yah. 7200 means see. The Hebrew word see, which is Strong's 7200, is highlighted in green in the notes. You will see that twice it is translated by the New King James Version translators as provide. This is quite correct, but perhaps it would flow better if instead of saying, "My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering," it rather said, "My son, God will see to it for himself the lamb for a burnt offering." That is how it was expressed in the Hebrew after all. There's another interesting find in verse 14. Abraham called the place, "The Lord will provide," or Jehovah Jireh, depending on which Bible translation you use. This word is a combination of Hebrew Strong's numbers 3068 and 7200. 3068 is Yahweh, and 7200 is the same word that we have highlighted in green, and we see in Moriah, meaning see. Therefore, Moriah and Jehovah Jireh, or the Lord will provide, both mean the same thing. God sees. Abraham experienced God examining him in the deepest possible way. Abraham's trust and loyalty to God was tested. And when Abraham proved to be a faithful friend, God then showed Abraham the plan that he had all along to provide or see to it, to give his only son, Jesus, to die in the place of Abraham's offspring. Now, to get to the place where God sees, we see that twice Abraham lifted up his eyes. In verse 4, he lifted up his eyes and saw from afar the mountain where God sees. In verse 13, we see Abraham on that mountain lifting up his eyes to see the ram that God had provided. Today, many people have seen from afar the mountain where God sees. But it's not enough to simply see it from afar. We have to climb that mountain and see God's provision on that high place. Many see Jesus on the cross from afar, but few climb the mountain and see, experience, and examine what God has provided for them. In John 8, verse 56, Jesus said, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad." I used to think that that applied to him seeing the smoking oven and the burning torch that passed between the animal carcasses in Genesis 15, verse 17. But after seeing, pardon the pun, how the main theme of Genesis 22 is sight, I'm convinced that this is actually what Jesus was referring to. God told Abraham to go to the place where God sees and sees to it. And because Abraham did so, he ended up seeing what God had seen to or provided. The seeing was mutual. The seeing was mutual. Think about that for a minute. That speaks about friendship. In a friendship, both parties are open and transparent with each other. Both see and are seen. God and Moses also had that same type of relationship. The Bible describes it as face-to-face communication. Face speaks of open revelation. We identify people by seeing their faces. Faces tell us things that no words, verbal or written, can. You can discern a person's mood by looking into their face. If a person doesn't make or maintain eye contact, that often indicates that he or she is lying. Women who have deep-seated feelings of low self-worth often hide their faces behind their hair. In short, we understand people better when we see their faces. When you look into your friend's eyes, you can see deeper than what words can express. You can see who they really are, and they can see who you really are too. Exodus 33 verse 11 in the New King James Version says, "So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. The same transparency should exist between us and God, as well as between each of us who are believers in Christ." John had that type of relationship with Gaius, whom he describes as, "Beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth," in 3 John 1 verse 1. He ended his short letter to Gaius with 3 John 1 verse 14, "But I hope to see you shortly, and we shall speak face to face."